There's a fellow here yesterday from Eretz Yisrael who was telling me that the chaburs of Bayam Dekecha all over Eretz Yisrael from yeshivas, Hesdi yeshivas, and yeshivas, and Chassidish yeshivas, and Litvish yeshivas, all over Baruch Hashem. The limud is spreading. We're finishing up the parak of Achila, the Maimer on Achila, with some practical aces. On page Mem Gimel, Eis Dalet, Afilu Ma'at, Choshev Moed. The Venosev Choshev Moed Liskar, Vuhu, Lismoch, Ulachshiv, Ulchabed, Kol Hatzloch of Aliyah. This is a klal in all of Avodas Hashem, and it's going to follow us throughout. The Sefer in all of our Avoda. Like Rabbi Nachman said, a bissel is auch good, that a little bit is also good. This whole maimer that we're learning is for people who are B'nai Aliyah, who are trying to live in a way of consciousness and eat in a way of Kedusha, and something which is new for us in our Avoda, and even a little bit of improvement, a little bit of change is very chashuv. And therefore, a person should be happy, should be machshiv, and should be mechabed, even a little bit of consciousness and of change. Kol hatzlocha v'aliyah, any hatzlocha, any aliyah, I feel haktanavios, even the smallest improvement and change. And when a person lives this way, appreciating even the little advances that he makes in his avodas Hashem, he'll always have a koach, he'll have a feel koach, he'll have a cheshek. Lamal to work, that will encourage him and will be an incentive to try to go for higher madregas slowly and carefully to work towards higher madregas. He should be very careful not to allow himself to chalila, go have any chalishas adas. If he sees that it's taking time, he's not so much slich with this, not to have a chalishas adas. Ela chazik is that some of the meshach kosva from a kedoshim shafidu machshava achas shol dveikis bevoyis bach meila. And he should be mechazik himself with what the Svarim tells, that even one machshava achas is of dveikis in Hashem is very, very, very important, and it makes a difference. Because even if a person is only able to accomplish a little bit, it's very chashuv in Hashem's eyes. Even one good thought, mekadeshes. It's mekadesh a person. It changes a person. It lifts a person up. We might not feel it, but it does. Ve'ezi Yehudi Zaken. There was a certain old Jew. Shaya Tomid Ba'atzvus. And he was always Ba'atzvus. He was always sad. Ba'omar Shatzvus and Avaz, he said that his sadness comes mima shetova me'atzmo, from what he was demanding of himself. And what he expected of himself, liskos la'achila de kedusha, to be zoichet to the highest madrega of eating the kedusha. Often shloyehei ba'achilos a shum taiva, that his eating should be without any physical taiva at all. Ad shirosh in a zoich lezem, he said nofel atzus, but he saw that he was not zoichet to that, and he felt into atzus, this brought him atzus, sadness. Avo be'emes. The truth is that a person should be machshiv and should be happy with any madrega ketana shel kedushas ha'achila. When it comes to kedushas ha'achila, ashekein zocha. Afilu im lo zocha leklum. And even if in the end, practically speaking, he's not zaycha, but kevin shes amez, at least he's trying. He's in the parasha of working on this. Azai. Yeshlo lahakshiv lismach. He should be makshiv this, and he should be besimcha. Betzem zeshi yeshlo rotzen liskos kedushas achila. Most people eat with total recklessness and abandonment. Forget about achila kedusha. The achila is just completely indulging and unhealthy. And so, if a person is at least has such aspirations that he wants to try to eat in a way of Kedusha, to eat in a way of mindfulness and consciousness and so on. It's already a madrega. And instead of being sad, if a person would be besimcha with what he is doing and what he can do, what he's in right now, then with that koch of simcha, you'd be able to be misala. You'd be able to ascend from one madrega to another madrega. The klal that we usually use in the world of gashmis and tumah, that if a person has 100, he always wants more. He wants 200. Then if that's true when it comes to gashmis. Then when it comes to kedusha, how much more so? Then when a person is tam ruuki toiv Hashem, then when a person tastes something good in ruchnius and it's something different, then he has 100 and he wants 200. He wants, it gives him a taste of something better, and he wants to have more. I was reading in the sefer that Maisa that wasn't a sefer, there was some story there that Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach, this is going to be his yahrzeit soon. Rabbi Shlomo Kalbach was someplace in Texas. You know, he was driving around, going all over, doing his thing, and he was in Texas someplace for Shabbos. In the years before Texas, because now you have big communities in Texas, but he was in some place, and he was there for Shabbos. And Shlomo was going to a mikveh. He found a mikveh to go to for Shabbos, and he said that he was getting ready to go to the mikveh, and a guy walks in, like an old guy walks in with a cowboy hat. He looks like he's like something out of an old television show. This guy. And of course, they start a conversation. You know, he starts a conversation. He's talking to them. And there's a whole maaser. But it turns out that this fellow is not religious at all. And he's not shrum. And Shlomo Kalbach asked him, so what's the inyan of coming to a mikveh Erev Shabbos? So he said that when he was a kid. I don't remember which tzaddik he saw when he was younger. Maybe the Lubavitch Rebbe. I don't remember. But he was by a certain tzaddik. And the tzaddik, he said that I wasn't religious, and my family was, but I was by this great man. And he said to me that whenever you have a feeling to do something that's holy, no matter what it is, just do it. It doesn't make a difference what happens afterwards, whether you're religious, you're not religious, whatever it is. If you have a feeling to do something that's good, that's a mitzvah, so this tzaddik told me, then go do it. So he said, so I had a feeling today, go to a mikveh. The guy lives like 200 miles away someplace, in the middle of nowhere. He's like this, he's got, you know, this ranger or something. He's a yid. And he said, I don't know if I'm going to keep Shabbos or anything today, tonight. You know, I don't know if I'm going to keep Shabbos. Maybe, I don't know. But I had this feeling that I wanted to go to a mikveh. And I always think about that. The tzaddik told me, you want to do something good, then don't make a whole chag. Go do something that's good. And of course, there was another maaseh that Shlomo ended up talking to this guy. He ended up keeping much, much, much more over time. And I don't know if he became from, he didn't become from, but he ended up as a person that was living with some connection to Torah mitzvahs. To be machshev, what the tzaddik was saying, we've spoken about this many times over the years, and there are psukim and chazals. We're not, as I said, I'm keeping this very much, try to stick with what it says in the sefer, not to go into other things. But to be machshev a mashu is a very big inyan in avodas Hashem. It's a very big inyan, and it's a major distinction that you'll see between sifrei chassidus and other svarim. That you see in other svarim that. There's often a very, very strong disregard and even a sort of a very negative attitude towards a small, little mashu of Avodas Hashem. And that guy in Texas would not have done well had he met some other type of people. Would not have done so well. But in the world of the Baal Shem Tov, anything that's any davar shekedusha to hold on to. Because if a person is typhus and it's all one big talus, and if you're holding on to the end of it, you're holding on to the whole talus. And you never know when Hashem gives a pull in that little tiny piece. You know, you get pulled along with the whole talus of Yiddishkeit. And in and of itself, there's such kedusha in there. That's why there are people that they were very much not in favor of what Lubavitcher Rebbe was doing, the whole campaign that he started many years ago about going around having guys put on film. They're going putting film on people, and there's a whole milchama with other, even there was even among some of the tzaddikim that, you know, what are you putting on film? What's the Indian of putting on film? But there are many, many, many stories, not just the mezakeh Jew in film, but it was Ma'ira, it opened up something in that person, that for a second, you know, that he was connected to kedusha, or to have a woman light some, you know, candles, or to give a person the shakla lulav a little bit. What's the Indian of, what's the Indian, you take a person, he's not from it, or you give him a lulav to shakla, what are you doing? Which is not as controversial as the tefillin, because the tefillin's a davish kedusha, so, you know, to put on tefillin on somebody, but it's a very, very big thing. You never know, a person tastes a little bit of kedusha. A Jew by nature has an appetite for kedusha. It's natural for a Jew to have an appetite for kedusha. I'll try to be still.
No, it's
okay. Thank you, Moshe. So then you'll be sorry for the squeaking.
No,
see, that's the only choice we have. You have two choices.
A little squeaking is also good.
This little squeaking is also good.
This is for Rebbe, wasn't it for
me? I know, Maisha. I know. I'm joking around. Take it easy.
I think you're a Yankee. I don't know.
So,
take it easy a little bit. I'll have to take it easy a lot. It's not good.
Okay, thank you. So a Jew has a natural appetite for Kedusha. There's an appetite for Kedusha. So you give him a little bit of a time, you give him a little bit of a taste. This guy from Texas tastes a little bit of mikveh. Anyway, you know, he feels maybe his wife should light a Shabbos candle or something. There's an appetite that a Jew has for kedusha. And instead of being depressed about what we haven't accomplished in life, we would be bezimcha with what we have accomplished. As I bekor, so I misal mi dar lo dar ki a klal hu yesh lam arutz mesayim ad shivit says Hashem is bar until with Hashem's help a yochel af liskos the madrega kedushas at tzaddikim, a person could reach madrega kedushas at tzaddikim shini tenis b'matan Hashem, which is a gift that Hashem gives to a person. The isem misil zasharim she kedusha tchilosa avoda v'sofa matan Hashem is bar, as the Ramchal says, kedusha, it begins with a person making an effort, but in the end, it's something that a person on his own cannot accomplish. It's a gift from Hashem. So Hashem gives gifts to those who try. And therefore, one should be besimcha with whatever effort is made. And over time, and with davening, there could be some very nice gifts that Hashem gives this person in his avoda to lift him to a higher place. Vizuhi derech hakedusha ha'amitis, and this is the true way of avoda and kedusha. Pa'amim oilim u'pa'amim yardim. Sometimes it goes and sometimes it doesn't go. Sometimes you have an aliyah and sometimes you have a yerida. Ve'ikar shu oises mashiv yichol talasos. The ikar is you do what you feel you can do at that time. Ma shebekaychacha asay. What you feel that you can do, that's what you do. Mishtekek lalas oid, and always hold on to this wanting to be able to achieve more. In a positive way, in a besimcha. Ki yachet imkach, shetzarach lasas kechol yecholta, tzarach gam ladas, es erach hashtekekus ba'atzma. In avodas Hashem, together with this awareness that sof kol sof, you should just do what you're able to do right now, and not to make yourself crazy. Just do what you could do. You also have to have hishtakekus, a longing to be able to do more, and to know that hishtakekus is a very, very chashuv thing in Hashem's eyes. That hishtakekus is a huge thing. These are 1,000 Torahs and the Kutim Ran and the Kutim Halachas and Kedushas Levi. The Hishtarkikus is a very chashuv thing. To want, not to be satisfied, not to be settled or satisfied in the matzah that you in, but at the same time to be besimcha. And therefore, we've spoken about this over the years that the Mishnah of Ezu Hashem Samech Bechelko, to be happy with your portion in life, the tzaddikim, the kamarna, and the Vilna Gaon also says that even ruchnis, even avodas Hashem, what do you mean? You're supposed to have sheifas. You're supposed to have to want to grow and to change. It's not a steer. It's not a steer. To be besimcha with what you have right now, and at the same time, to have an appetite for something more. It's not a steer. Oftentimes, when you read svarim, it's presented, or you hear talks, it's presented ki'ilu as a steer between being samech bechelko and wanting more. And the same way, lahavdil, when it comes to Gashmias, you could have a person that he's running a business, or he has some kind of work, and he's making a living, and he's very, very happy with his work, he's very happy with it, with what he makes, but at the same time, he's trying to work on his, and develop his business, to make more. That's a steer. It's not a steer. He's besimcha with what he has, he's grateful that Hashem has given him a parnasa, he's thrilled that he's able to pay for his rent, his mortgage, his tuitions, he's besimcha, he's a happy person in life. And at the same time, he goes to work every day and he's thinking about, I think, maybe we could try to work on this part of our product or this part of our service to the customers to steer. Why don't you tell the guy, no, you should leave things exactly the way they were from 1958 when you opened up and so on, to be besimcha with whatever comes in. Why change and why upgrade and why look into the different possibilities of how you could improve your business? The Torah says it's not a steer. He's besimcha with what he has. He's grateful with what he has, and he's always trying to improve on the product that he has a shtaikikus to do better. It's not a steer. It's presented very often. You see this as like it's a steer. It's not a steer. V'afim lo hitzlich lagil l'shleimus l'maisa, and even if a person does not reach some kind of shleimus that he saw as some objective or goal. The very fact that a person is thinking about how he eats, and he wants to eat kedusha, and he wants to be in this parasha of achilah b'kedusha, it's a gevaldige thing. It's a tremendous thing. And you see that the Svarim talk about this, that on the one hand, it's Ela Toldos Noach, and Noach means to be where you are. Noach is a lashon of menucha. That means I'm a simcha in my place. Noach means a lashon of menucha, but at the same time, it's a lakim hishalach Noach. The Noach was always hoping to go further and to move further, to continue on. And it's not a steer. To be Ela told us Noach, Noach, and it's a lakim hishalach Noach. Hishalach Noach looks like it's a steer. Noach means that something doesn't move, right? It's in a place, it's stationary. Noach. Nach. It's in one place. But then it says right away, Esel Lekim is Halach Noach. So make up your mind. Either you're Noach or you're His Halach. What are you? Are you Baal Menucha? You're Baal Halicha. That's not his theory. Esel told us Noach, and Esel Lekim is Halach Noach. Esel Lekim is Halach Noach. And he was always grateful. He felt that Hashem was helping him, because when a person wants to go and to be better, Esel Lekim, like Rashi says, that Hashem's Baruch helps you, supports you, and makes it. Makes this easier for you to be able to move forward. Kibemes ikra chashivas va'chein shalish yehudi l'mayla, and that's Noach, of course, is chein. And the ikra chashivas and the chein that a Jew has in Hashem's eyes, who love davka like they have madregis shegilem b'pol. Is love davka what he the madregis that he reached? That he actually has reached. The ikkar is to have true ritzainus and true kisufim. He says true, it's important, amitim. He's not fooling himself. He's not making believe that he has certain ritzainus and sheaf and kisufim. He really does want to be better. And that's, in Hashem's eyes, that's a very, very, very big thing. And this farm tells us in certain ways it's bigger than actually getting there. Wanting to be someplace. Person is attached more deeply to that inyan than actually being there. And we've spoken about this many times over the years with the tzaddikim, the tzaddikim say that For instance, we see Beresdichli Lo'olam, Beresdichli B'semichas V'Avtzim Emunah. Eirisin is a lashon of engagement, it's not a lashon of marriage. And yet, Beresdichli Lo'olam, what does it mean to always be engaged? To be in a place of Eirisin? Marriage would be a greater thing. Why Eirisin? So the tzaddikim say that the whole union of Eirisin is not being there, it's just wanting to get there. That's what Eirisin is. Engagement means you're not there. It's wanting to get there. That's what Eirisin is. And so what's for Eirisdichli La'olam is that there should be this feeling of wanting to get there, and that I'm not there yet, but wanting to get there. And that inyan of the kisufim, of the engagement, of wanting to get someplace is in many ways is on a higher madrig than actually getting someplace. When a person gets someplace, then he often just settles into a place of menucha, and that's it. He got the, but wanting to get someplace is a big madrig. The betzaynus and the kisufim. But of course, just he writes in the brackets, but if your whole life is just about wanting, you don't do anything about it. You just sit around and think about it or talk about it. It means it's not a true shtaikus. You're not doing anything. Sometimes you can't do something. Okay, then you're an honest. And all you could have is a shtaikus. If they throw a guy in jail and they don't give him tefillin and he wants to put on tefillin, okay, all he has is shtaikus, because so then it's key, he's putting on tefillin, it's a big madrega. But if you have a pair of tefillin on the table and you just think about, oh, I really would want to put on tefillin, and you never make an effort to put on tefillin, so then it's probably a phony shtaikus, because it's not a real shtaikus. Stop. It means you want to be a person that wears tefillin, but you don't want to go through the trouble of actually putting them on. That's not the same thing. But if a person acts upon his yicholus, he tries. As I af al mashalay hitzliach, v'nechshav ma'oid biglal hishtukukusa. Then even if he's not masliach, he's considered to be very, very great because of his hishtukukus. Like the story that who said before by Yontif, that it's a famous story about Rabbi Lebelzer, that when he was a young man, he wasn't well, so his father. And the doctor said he couldn't go to the mikveh, but they saw him going to the. It's a famous story. They saw him going to the mikveh. One of the people from town saw him going to the mikveh, and he knew that Rabbi was not supposed to be going to the mikveh. It was very early in the morning. It was dark, and he couldn't believe that Rabbi Belzer was ignoring his father's demand that he not go to the mikveh. He wasn't well, and this person followed to see what Rabbi Belzer was doing. And he went into the mikveh, he went to the edge of the steps, he got undressed, he stood by the top step of the mikveh, and he said that I want to go to the mikveh, and my intention is, I'm in the mitzvah's kibbutz of not to go to the mikveh. And he turned around, he got dressed, and he went home. But he went to the top step, and he got undressed, but my father told him, I'm not allowed to go to Tevel. So I want to tevel, I can't, and I want to, but I'm being the kind of mitzvah of honoring my father by not going. So there are a lot of things in that story, but this inyan of hishtaikus, that he wasn't just staying at home, missing the mikveh. There's such a hishtaikus that he took himself to the mikveh, but then that he was still able to do. His father didn't say you can't go to the mikveh; he just said you can't go in the mikveh. So he didn't title the mikveh, but he went to the mikveh. It's a person who wants something acts upon it if it's true. Aval ma'isik v'yicholto, but a person does what he's able to. As I afal mashalo hisliach, that even that he wasn't masliach. That's when it's a very big thing in Shammai. Hey, and even if a person can eat something in this way that we've been learning, b'kedusha, even if it's once a week, it would be like a big davening. It would be like a tefillah. Shammaila is called a tefillah shel haShavua, that when you have one good davening during the week, this farm say it lifts up all of the davening. of the week. That's why especially Mincha Erev Shabbos is a very big thing. Mincha Erev Shabbos. And you see that by the Chassidim, they never agreed to the Indian of davening an early Mincha on Friday. It's a major no-no by the Chassidim to daven Mincha early on Friday. Because it has to be mamish right before Shabbos, not in between pizza and basketball. It has to be mamish Shabbos dikemin, erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, the daven Mincha, and it comes to the Hod Lashem Ki Tov B'Mechaz Lo Yom Gulam Hashem Shagol Miatzar. Mincha erev Shabbos is the beginning of Shabbos. It's not the end of Friday. It's the beginning of Shabbos, and when a person daven Mincha erev Shabbos and says a good hoydu and puts his kaiches into his mincha, it lifts up all the tefillas of the whole week. All the tefillas are lifted up. So it doesn't davka, not davka that tefillah, but that's a very big tefillah. Tefillah of Erev Shabbos mincha. The same with tefillah Erev Rosh Hashanah mincha is a huge thing. Lifts up the minchas from the whole year, the tefillas of the whole year. It's a very big thing. So one achilah b'kedusha, achilah b'kedusha. What tefillah achas shavuah shemaylas kol at tefillah shalosh shavuah. The same way as by davening, you get one tefillah. Like Rabbi Nachman said, "Ve'eschan l'Hashem ve'esahi leimer." Ve'eschan l'Hashem I daven to Hashem ve'esahi leimer. So Rabbi Nachman said that a person can have all of the tefillahs are not strong tefillahs, and they're not going up. They're not strong tefillahs. But ve'eschan l'Hashem, a person puts in a strong tefillah. Then Be'esahi Leimer, Be'esahi, that at that time, Leimer, then all the things that I said until now this week, then they go up. It's Be'esahi Leimer, Be'esahi. So when a person is strong tefillah, it's able to lift up other tefillahs. Same thing when it comes to Achila. V'chein hu ba'achila. Achila achas b'kedusha, ma'alas kol achilas. One Achila b'kedusha can lift up all the achilas of kol ashur of the whole week. Therefore, every one of us should try to review this avoda and to make notes and to go over all that we've been learning and to try at least one achila, one meal of the week, to be in this inyan of achila b'kedusha. For 5 minutes, to be in the inyan of achila b'kedusha. And it has the ability to lift up all of the achilas of the week. It's a big klal, and all of us Hashem, grab onto whatever you can right now.
As long as you don't fool yourself and say, oh, I can fast the whole week, because I know that this one, achila, I'm going
to... Yeah, the mind plays all kinds of games with a person. So it doesn't mean to eat with abandonment because I'm going to do my one achila the same way that would work when it comes to exercising or other things. Yes, there's a program of exercising. It doesn't mean that the rest of the week you eat crazy and you do, and then you have, well, I exercise on, you know, every Thursday between 8 and 8:30, so I could eat whatever I want. So no, you're on a program. The program is a healthy program, and you eat and you exercise and you try to live a life that's healthy. You do your best to live a healthy life. The union of achil is a very, very strong measure of where a person is in his avoda, how a person eats. It's a very, very strong measure. It's a very strong measure of where a person is and where is he holding in that melchama between the neshama and the guf. So a person can leave this maimer and achila and can just feel, well, okay, listen, this is not me. This is a madrega of tzaddikim. This is talking about big, great people. I'm not this kind of a person. I do all kinds of other things that are not so great. And, you know, I'm not a Bal Madrega. Achila, he's talking about Achila B'Kedusha. This is a Madrega of Tzaddikim. It's not for me. That's the mistake we make all the time. And the Yetzer Hara wants us to think that way. Listen, you're not a Bal Madrega. So who are you kidding? You're going to sit down, with your salami sandwich and have these mashabas? Not a Bal Madrega. This is for Bal Madregas. Meil Eincha Madregasu. Meil Eincha Tzadik. Tzadik. Eskvatazov Lagarme is Kol Havoidazos. This is not for you. You need to work on basics like, you know, just saying brachas properly, or just to say the words, or you just need to be careful with other basic things. You're not, you know, you still haven't accomplished Yiddishkeit 001, and you're talking about achilah b'kedusha. You should be thinking about the basics. This is also a very common refrain that we always heard growing up. Just work on the basics. you're not a Bala Madrega. There was a big tzaddik, a huge tzaddik. He was a mashgiach in Chachm in Lublin. Reb Shimla, was a huge tzaddik. Reb Shimla was killed by Kiddush Hashem. We have only a little bit of Torah. He had enough Torah to fill this whole Bais HaMidrash, but he had Torah. And everything was destroyed in the Milchama of Shimla. So there's one sefer they gathered together, some letters and different things that other people had, and some notes from Talmidim that they had from Shimla. It's called Nahare Eish. Have you heard of it? Nahare Eish. Wow. Rivers of fire, Nahare Eish, Shimla. So there's a section on Likutei Diburim that the Talmidim wrote down things they remembered that he said. He survived from there. They asked, so Rabbi Shimla said, many people ask me, why do I teach? He used to give a Tanya and very, very deep shiurim and lots of fancy stuff, good stuff. And why do I teach these things and talk about them so much, when we're not, you know, we're not holding even by the beginning, you know, to try to be just happy Yerusha Mayim, to be simple Avdei Hashem. Why are you talking about these things so much? So the way he said it was, I would get it from the office to read it to you, but the way that he said it was that one blast of that or of that light of the panemius attire, one blast, he says, can bring a person to a place that many, many, many pages and books and chapters of regular reading and regular learning will not bring you to. One blast could just pull you out of where you are. One blast. And he said, that's how I operate. And there were misnagdim. There were people who were very much against what he was doing. There were people who were against him. He said, you know, they're not holding by that. They don't know this. They don't understand it. What are you talking about? And his mahalach was, boom, atomic bomb. So that's what we're fighting against. Big klipa, and every one of us would see that if today, if you try, if you have a chance, go to the mikveh, and then afterwards, at some point in the day, just to open up the Zohar Kaddish, the Parashas Noach, and even if you wouldn't understand the word that you say, just to say after the mikveh, Zohar Kaddish, to say Noam Eli Melech. After mikveh, you would be a different Shabbos. Even if you don't have, it would be a different Shabbos. A person would go a whole life saying, no, I'm not ready for that. When I get to that, one blast of Kedusha. One blast of Kedusha. Of course, there also a person has to be careful with fooling oneself. I'm not going into all the Gedarm of this. But again, because a Jew has a tremendous appetite for Kedusha. Tremendous appetite for Kedusha. And even though, let's say, you went and you didn't do the piece from the Zohar Kaddish, you didn't do a piece from Lamed HaMalach, and instead, you know, you went to, you Googled ShabbosDvarTorah.com, I don't know, you went to some websites so you could say Dvar Torah to impress your wife and your kids or something, you wanted to say some nice Dvar Torah. And so you went and you looked up this Dvar Torah, and some nice Dvar Torah. And you don't understand, why is it that when I did the piece of Zohar Kaddish, there wasn't anything I could say over. I hopped a couple words here and there, I understood, but I You know, I read the Hebrew translation. I said it. I didn't just look at it like some Dvar Torah. I said the piece of the Zohar Kodesh. I said a piece of Gaon Olam. So why is it that that did so much more for me in my Shabbos than the DvarTorah.com? Why did that happen? Why is it like that? But it's always like that. If you're an Ish Pnimi, if you're a real person, it's always like that. You take an Armei Lamelech, and you go through it, and you out loud, and you say it strong. And you say a mimer from the Zohar Kodesh strong. And you're already holding. You're already more Shabbos. You're already getting ready for Shabbos. It's, whatever it is, whenever you begin your Achanis, an hour or two before Shabbos, you're in that place. You're already getting ready for Shabbos. It's a different Shabbos. And it's not the same thing when you're doing the Dvar Torah search. It's not the same. The thing with the Dvar Torah, the search for the Dvar Torah, you understand 100%, and it makes a lot of sense to you. And you're all proud of yourself that your wife is gonna give a little smile and say, my husband said such a beautiful Dvar Torah. Even though, of course, he took 20 seconds and he got it from the website, the same way that the guy who put it onto the website got it. It's a whole chagadja. He got it from a different website. So it goes back to the Talmud Chacham who said it someplace. And, you know, I guess it's a whole chagadja on the internet until she's so proud of her husband that he said a good Dvar Torah. But nobody sees, she doesn't see her husband, nobody sees when it's 2 hours before Shabbos and he went to the mikveh and he's sitting and nobody sees him and he sits himself down with the Noam HaMelech or with the Zohar Kodesh and he puts a kayach into a shtickle Zohar, into a piece of Noam HaMelech that nobody sees and he can't say it over at the table. There's nothing to say from that at the table. And the wife says, honey, what were you learning today? I saw you, I looked into the room, I saw you doing something. She says, no, she says, please tell me what you were learning. Says, no, we'd all like to hear. Wouldn't we all like to hear? And all the guests said, yes, we would like to hear. What did you learn today? She says, I can't explain it. You can't explain it. I heard in yeshiva that if you can't explain it, that means you really don't know it. Who said the tachlis of my learning now was that I should understand it? Maybe the tachlis of my learning now was that I should be at the Haven to eat. I should be elevated as a Jew. Maybe that was the tachlis of the man. Maybe it wasn't that I should be able to say the Dvar Torah to impress people. That anybody should even know that I ever learned these things. It should be that I should be an elevated person. I should be a person that's Noivan Hashem. Shabbos the Giyid comes into Shabbos, not like this to plop into Shabbos. A Shabbos the Giyid comes into Shabbos. It's a different Shabbos. A Shir Hashim Dikir Shabbos. To come into Shabbos is Shir Hashim. Even if you can only say 5 psuk of Shir Hashim. You don't have time or whatever it is, but to say a few Shir Hashim, a few Psukim, to say a Medrash Rabba, to say a Shtickle Zohar Kodesh, a Shtickle Neir Lamech, a Jew, how are you coming to Shabbos? The person feels, I don't understand this stuff. I don't know. Shir Hashim, I don't know what's wrong with that. And Neir Lamech, I know what he's talking about. Zohar Kodesh, Al Chaskam Rakam, I have no idea what he's talking about. But that all of those things that were made all the years that makes a person the Shabbos dikke mensch. It's a different Shabbos, a different Shabbos that come in such a way. And to take whatever kedusha you can, one blast of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is more than all of the internet. You understand? And all of the Torah.com stuff. One blast of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even if you don't chop exactly who chops exactly. One bless you. I remember you used to walk through and I would hear the Bukharim, you know, in Yerushalayim, that they lay in the Zohar Kodesh. You hear them, they sing the Zohar Kodesh. They're doing that, they got that from their fathers and from their grandfathers, that they sing the Achanis, that these are big things that Jews have been doing for a long time. They're too fancy for this stuff. And it's all under the pretense or using this excuse. He said, it's not for me, it's for Bali Madragas. I'm not a Noam HaMelech person, I'm not a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I believe they're all great people, it's too great for me. I'm not a regular person like that, I just have to stick to, you know, to the parish of the week, regular parish stuff. Not to say that that's not good, I'm not even, God forbid, I'm not saying it's not good to read anything on the parish and to prepare, of course it's nice, and to prepare Dvar Torah for the kids, I'm not saying anything. You understand? I'm not talking against parsha. I'm talking about touching kedusha, because a Jew has an appetite for good stuff. He feels when it's good stuff, and we weren't shown good stuff. It was kept from us, the good stuff, because of this thing that no, the good stuff is only for tzaddikim. It's not. The good stuff is for every Jew. The good stuff. A person has to be bal seichel, obviously. Not talking about being a shayt. It has to be a seichel. But certainly, tzarech talmud litfais me'achshav mashiyachol, and leispat leyetsi shayim lo mimele einchabamid mimele einchad tzaddik katazu legarmis kol avad as tzarech lesgarba al shkarov. That even one his gapers, even one time stopping yourself and eating in a different way. And how's this going to change me? Just like that guy that from Texas came to go to the mikveh once. That's going to change him. But he was in a certain way. There was a tamimus, and he believed that this tzaddik told him that if you want to do something with kedusha, do it. So how's that going to change me? The Baruch Hashem fears the veld. And he could change who he wants to change. And if you have a shtaikus and there's something with kedusha, then enjoy it, and taste it, Tamu kitayv Hashem, David, you wanted to say something?
I was just wondering, is there a Zohar here?
Is there a Zohar here in the shul? Why, you need one right now?
No, later on, I would
go buy one.
I would take the advice. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Every farm store sells the Zohar. We have, of course, we have in the shul, we have a Zohar. Yeah. But we have here, we have in the other room, but...
Buy a Zohar? Okay. Why not? You say so?
It's a good thing to have. Right? So, it's a good thing to have. Even just having it in the house is a good thing. Yeah, you buy a Zohar Kodesh. I'm not saying, listen, I don't know, we're holding with understanding, it doesn't mean you have to buy the 130 volumes of the Mosik Midrash. That can cost you a couple hundred dollars. But, so for instance, they have this thing they made, Niglas Bazaar Kodesh, it's three volumes, that it has the Zohar Kodesh in every parasha, translated, the Zohar was translated into Hebrew, not the Kabbalah parts of that part.
Translated to Hebrew?
Yeah, from the Aramaic. Not with the Kabbalah. Not the pieces that are Kabbalah-dic. A lot of the Zohar is like it's Chazal. It's not Kabbalah. So that sefer I have someplace at home. That sefer takes out the parts of the parish of the Zohar that are for everybody, not just Kabbalah things, and it has the Lashon of the Zohar on one side and translated into the Lashon HaKadosh right next to it. And it has everything with the Nakudas, and it's a wonderful thing. So that's not a couple hundred dollars. I don't know if it's around that safe. That I don't know. But that's around. That I got many years ago. But for sure, it's a good thing to have.
Is there any benefit in English, or no? You should read it in the original.
Not in English. It's even stepping down from the Aramaic to do it in Lashon HaKodesh. You should first do it in Aramaic, a few sentences, read it in the original, even if you have to break your teeth. You read in the original, and if you want, you can look at if the Hebrew helps you. I don't know if the Zohar is in English. I know there are some translations of the Zohar that are in English. From my understanding, I might be wrong about this. I should be forgiven if I'm wrong. I don't know if any translations into the Zohar that were done in the way of Kedusha. I don't know. There is one that's now being done. There's a very wonderful person, Rabbi Chaim Miller, who is, the Chumashim, the orange ones, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, You know what I'm talking about, the fantastic translation, the Chumash, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, not just Lubavitcher, but has a lot of the good stuff. So that Reb Chaim Miller, I believe that's his name, Reb Chaim, I met him, he was here, he came to talk to me. He is working on a Zohar Kodesh, Bekdusha. He's working on Zohar Kodesh. And with explanations and bringing down from Chassidus Svarim to bring it into... He's working on that. Other than that, there are translations that one should not touch or go near at all. There are some things that were done. Absolutely not. It's the opposite of Kedusha. It's the opposite of Shabbos. But as long as it's done by Kedusha, then great. Yeah. Ha'odam machriz she'enu mechapis liyos mashu, and alas is nachasuach leboirai b'meshu liyachal. Because when a person lives this way, then what he's saying is, I'm not trying to become something. The issue here is not my becoming somebody. It's not my becoming somebody or reaching some madrega. My inyan right now is to give nachas ruach to Hashem. That's all, to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about who I become or my madrega or whether I'm a tzaddik, I'm this or I'm that. That's not my inyan. My inyan is right now. Right now, I can give nachas ruach to Hashem. That's all. That's the inyan of Avodas Hashem. Elalas is nachas ruach lebaru v'meshu hu yachol. And right now, I can't do this whole program of eating the kedusha. I'm not the Rebbe Elamalech. I'm not eating like this. But can I give 3 minutes to a machshava? Can I work on this bracha right now before I eat? Why not? I'm not in a rush. I'm not in a hurry. It's quiet. I'm sitting by myself. I can look over some of these things and try to write down 2 or 3 machshavas and to have a card or something and to make some notes. I have to try it for 2 minutes. I can do it. Why can't I do it? Oh, you're not holding by this? That's all the Yetzirah stuff. That's the snake. It comes with such things. Oh, right now, and to know that that's a big Indian, and that Hashem has nachas, because that's the tachlis. The tachlis is not the madrega that I'm on. The tachlis is not what I achieve or where I get. All of those diburim are what's killing a lot of the chevra. Again, hishtakikus, to want something is very important. But at the expense of doing things, even small things that are b'kedusha, then all of that, those objectives and all the things that a person sets out for himself are very, very, very damaging. So you could have a person that his inyan is, I have to finish the daf yomi, I have to go get to MetLife by the next siyum and all that stuff, and I have to, and because of that, if it's not going and he feels overwhelmed by it and it's not working out, then he just stops learning altogether. Many people have told that to me. And he just stops learning. He loses his cheshek for learning. And who made it such a thing that a person has to make a siyum hashas? Who made such a thing? B'chlal, the whole inyan of siyum, I'm not so strong in this whole inyan, what's going on with, now they're advertising in every single Jewish magazine, this siyum and that siyum and this and that siyum. They never had to do that in the past. A Jew was happy taking out a gemara and getting himself a tea or a coffee or a glass of water, and saying, Amra Bayam Rav, Gemar. Didn't have to have a thing that this goal and that goal and the big party and then having. Again, I don't interpret this as my being against Daf Yomi or against making Siyumim. It's not that. It's just that it's part of a certain indulgence that is coming from a mahalach of thinking of Kedusha as only when you get someplace. So you can have a person that can get to MetLife and says, I did all of Shas, and he hasn't had the slightest hanor, or the slightest connection to the Indian of Ablad Gemara, and he's sitting there at the stadium, and he's wearing a t-shirt that says, I did the daf, and there's nothing from nothing. And you can have another yid that's struggling over 3 sentences in the Gemara, and he learns 3 sentences a day in the Gemara, and he's working on it, and he is a person that's learning Gemara. And the other guy goes and he tries to find out where can get a 20-minute daf in this town. Because he doesn't want to learn, he wants to be ois learning. He wants to have learned the daf yomi. Not that he wants to learn. He doesn't want to sit for 3, 4, 5 hours learning the daf and working hard on the daf and becoming a person that's deep, deep connected into limud. He wants to reach this goal that he set for himself, that he's going to make a siyum. So this siyum and this siyum and that siyum, all kinds of siyumim, and it used to be that a Jew was happy just to learn Torah. We have to always have parties, and we have to have things. And yeah, I learn. I like to learn. I learn Torah, whatever it is. I learned the parish. I learned Mishnayos. I learned a little Gemara. I learned Torah, whatever it is. I did finish. I didn't finish. Where? What? Who said? All of these things. It's an interesting Tofa'ah, it's an interesting phenomenon in our times. It's one of the better. I mean, it's good, Baruch Hashem. But every time I open up, I see this is advertising seemingly, then they will show the whole between people sitting, and they'll show people dancing, and they'll show a spread, of food, or something like that. And, I never heard my father in my life talk these kind of, about these things. He was always learning whenever he had, but I never heard him talk about this. And I mentioned this in the past, that he told me that his father, before they were taken away, that they had Jews there, the Chevr Shas, they finished Shas 3-4 times. They never spoke about it. They never made parties, never discussed it. They sat and learned every day. They didn't have a thing that they have to finish. They didn't have the quota. They didn't have this. They didn't have all kinds of gimmicks and all kinds of things and all kinds of prizes and all kinds of incentives. All kinds of incentives. The incentive was that right now the Baruch Shem is Nachas Ruach. If I open up a sefer and I learn, not coming to this sefer, that sefer, the Baruch Shem is Nachas Ruach. I open up a sefer and I'm learning his Torah. He's happy that I'm learning Torah. He has Nachas that I'm learning Torah, and I'm learning and I'm happy learning. It's not if I didn't get to this place, then I didn't accomplish what I was supposed to, and now I'm 4 blocks behind. And then I have all kinds of anxiety that I didn't get to this. So then, it wasn't before, so then I find this some kind of tape, and I put the earplugs in, and I sit in my chair, and then when I'm done with it, I see, oh, I finished. Oh, it's time for a siyum. Calls his wife, honey, I'm making a siyum tonight. She says, what do you mean? You were sitting in the recliner for 3 hours. How did you finish? I knew you were 5 blocks behind. So I finished. I finished. You were sleeping. That doesn't make a difference. Don't be so particular. I finished. I did the daf. I finished. Time for a party. Fleishigs only. It's Erev Tishbav. That doesn't make a difference. Erev Tishbav. Fleishigs. It's part of America 2021 also. It's just a better part. Again, don't get me wrong, and I hope nobody who hears this thinks, Chalila, that I have something against the people that are doing these things at all. It's holy, it's gewaldig. But they have to be emesdik. Where does this come from? And what happened to the cheshek, the tshuka that a Jew has just to be poshut, to learn a black gemara? It doesn't sell tickets in the stadium these days, you understand? Only something grand and beautiful and big. That's part of what we are nowadays. All right, Mr. Shem, we should be sorry to.